Yep. Call to order the Planning Commission meeting Tuesday, January 26, 2016. First order of business, appointment of chair and vice chair. Chandler, you want to take over?
So we have a new year and new members on the Planning Commission. And we don't have a chair or a vice chair. We'd like to thank Don Steele and Glenn Dodge for their many years of service to the city. They did a wonderful job. We were going to miss them. But we do need to appoint a chair. And it is, I think anybody on the commission can appoint the chair, but the voting is the five regular members of the Planning Commission, which in this case are Craig, David, John, Jeff, and Lorianne. So Brian, Stephen, and Jared, I'm going to get used to this group, are the alternates during this time. But anybody I think can make the recommendation, but those five will be the voting members. So.
Stand through nomination.
Please.
Can I nominate?
Please.
Nominate David Trix.
Okay.
Any others? I'd like to nominate Jeff Dodge.
Okay, so this is a discussion amongst yourselves, so.
Do you have a comment?
Jeff? Yeah, I'd nominate Craig, and not because he nominated me, this is what I've had in my mind.
So we've got three nominations. We do need a second, and or discussion or vote.
And then discussion, or after the second, or what?
There can be discussion after the motion, I believe. So, but there is no second right now on any of them.
I will second for David Trix.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's vote.
We need to vote if there's...
Yeah, let's do a roll call vote. Okay. Start with Lorianne.
I vote aye for David.
Jeff?
Aye for Craig.
Say it again.
Aye for Craig.
Aye for Craig. Craig.
Craig.
John.
David.
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 Okay.
Okay. David.
So we need to vote for a vice chair as well.
Okay. I move to nominate Craig.
Okay.
A second.
What was the... I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The motion is to nominate Craig as the vice chair.
And I'm seconded.
Okay.
If that's the right.
Okay. Lorianne?
I vote aye.
John, or Jeff?
Craig.
Craig. John?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Okay. There you have it. David, you are our chair. Craig, you are our vice chair. Okay. I'm going to turn the time over to Colin.
Since I have a captive audience and I have three of you that need to take your oath of office for being on the Planning Commission, Stephen, I'm going to start with you first.
Okay.
And if you'll just stand up and you just repeat the oath after me. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Stephen Thomas.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
The Constitution of this state.
And the laws and the ordinances.
And the laws and the ordinances.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, Stephen. You've been on the
Thank you.
Brian Miller, you are next. I, state your name.
Hi, Brian Miller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
The Constitution of this state.
And the laws and the ordinances.
And the laws and the ordinances.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
And that I will discharge the duties.
That I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Okay, and next is Jared Anderson. I, state your name.
Jared Anderson.
Solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
The Constitution of this state.
And the laws and the ordinances.
And the laws and the ordinances.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
Of the City of Cedar Hills.
And that I will discharge the duties.
I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Now, one more question. The green code books, the paper ones, who does not have one, who wants one, who has one, who doesn't want one? You would like one?
Please.
And you would like one?
Okay. If you have an extra one, don't make one for me.
But if you don't have one. No, I have extra.
Yeah, I'll take one if you have one.
Okay, so all three of them. Okay, great.
And I have one that I don't use if you want to give it to somebody. I just use the online.
Okay, that's fine.
So
you can bring it in. I'm sure a lot of them are out to date. As soon as I get my next update, every time we get an update, a paper plan, I call for them to come in and update it for you. Okay, thank you.
I guess I have to chair things now. So I'm a newbie chair, so we'll do this together. Remind me when I mess up and point out when I don't do things correctly, if you feel that way or think, oh, Dave forgot this or that. So the next agenda item is public comment. Time's been set aside for public comment. I don't know if anybody here wants to make a public comment. You're more than welcome to do so. All right. We'll close that portion of the meeting and move on to item number 4, approval of minutes from the November 10th, 2015 Planning Commission meeting. I did have one observation in the minutes, which isn't a big deal, but there was a comment in there made by Chandler that the schedule for the 2016 meeting represents the fourth Tuesday of each month. I just wanted to point out that in November it's actually the fifth Tuesday because of Thanksgiving. So just wanted to point that out. That's one thing I observed in the minutes. So I hear a motion to approve the minutes.
I move we approve minutes from the November 10th, 2015 Planning Commission meeting.
I'll second.
All right. We'll have a vote then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Number 5, review action on sign elevations for Dollar Tree. I assume, Chandler, you have something to say on that topic.
I always have something to say. What we have, you've probably noticed the construction going down on 4800 North and Cedar Hills Drive with the Dollar Tree there. They have the brick facade up. They're getting ready to, you know, finish their building there. It is a Dollar Tree. You can see in your packet, you can see the Dollar Tree sign elevations. Now, going back, this sign area, we're only approving the signage on the Dollar Tree itself, not any monument sign. And I know there were some questions about the actual site plan. The site plan was approved in 2014. The building elevations were approved in 2014. But if you look at the building elevations from the 2014 meeting, there are kind of a, on the buildings, there's kind of a dashed line over the doors where you can see where future signage is to go. That's the sign, that's the approved sign location. Dollar Tree fits in that. It is, hold on, let me grab my notes here. So it says commercial signage on a commercial or industrial lot shall be limited to a cumulative display area of 25% of the facade of the building or structure it represents or which is found on the commercial lot or to 90 square feet, whichever is greater. This Dollar Tree sign, I believe, is 75 square feet. It's obviously much less than 25% of the building. We've reviewed this. It's their standard sign for all of their stores. In the future, there will be a monument sign that the city will be approving. I think we've gone over the actual sign look of that. So that one.
Where were you getting the sign?
Sign ordinance?
Yeah.
It's
it's different in the commercial design guide.
This is in the commercial design. I'm reading it right out of the commercial design guide, right out of the code. It's not in the commercial design guidelines. So what does it say in the code?
Wall mounted sign should be limited to 10% of the wall area on which a sign is mounted, or 75 square feet, whichever is less.
Well, that's a discrepancy. But this is, like I said,
I think that meets either case.
It's one of the many things that we need to review. Where's my Dollar Tree sign?
Yeah.
actually says it's 61 square feet according to the what was submitted.
Is that what it is? I got too many papers going on.
It says allowed 75 square feet, used 61
So did I say that wrong, didn't I? There it is.
75.
Yeah, it says allowed 75 square feet, which, like what you said, used 61 square feet.
But I think you're right. There is a discrepancy.
The 10% definitely is off. So 25, it says 25% in the city code and then 10% the design guidelines. So that one will need to clear up a little bit. But based on the 75 square foot max, they are under that.
So I'm sorry, Chairman.
Go ahead.
If I may ask. So just to be clear and on record, the monument sign and the remaining site drawings are included in the packet for reference only.
For reference only, right. Okay. So I referenced them in the memo, and I wanted you to have access to them tonight.
Which is great. So I appreciate that. But all we're approving tonight is the elevation showing the main building sign.
Really, the only thing that's being approved tonight, and it is approval, it's not a recommendation, it is a conditional use permit, and this body does approve the conditional use permits in the commercial area, is that.
Right.
But it's limited to that only tonight. So there is a monument sign which has been approved, which will come later.
I don't believe we've approved any signs.
Say that again?
We've not approved any signs for this project yet. It came forward to us, but we rejected it.
That was a monument sign for America First.
Yeah, we're not approved. We're not talking about this tonight.
Right. But you just said this monument sign was approved earlier.
The monument sign, they came back and forth. We went back and forth a number of times. I believe it was approved.
It was approved.
I believe it was, too. They went back and made adjustments.
Does anybody recall when it was approved?
Summer.
This past summer?
Because we had this discussion. If you look at the monument sign, there's plants beneath it. That was a discussion point. I think they originally wanted 8 feet. This is 6 feet.
And a curve at the top.
So there's a number of things here that are shown in this monument sign that are reflective of those discussions. But the actual sign portion of it was...
Was the location of that monument sign also approved?
Yeah, it was. So I'd show you in your American. What did you guys get this page in your packet? The monument sign.
Yes, by others.
if you look at it, we've already discussed this with AmSource. But if you look at it, they're showing this monument sign to be on the corner here. This is 4800 West. This is Cedar Hills Drive. They're showing the monument sign to be on the corner here. That's not where it is. That's going to be a pillar sign that matches what's on the north, the other corner across the street.
Hills.
Those are going to be Welcome to Cedar Hills. This monument sign, we've discussed with the AmSource, and they've already sent us some paperwork to correct it, is actually down here, outside of the site triangle. It's out of the Clearview area. That was also a discussion point during that time, so I don't want to reference that because that's not accurate.
I must have been not in attendance at that meeting, but I'm glad to hear the sign's not where I thought it was going to be. So that's a good place for it.
Where were you hoping the sign to be?
He was hoping
I didn't want it
shown on this drawing.
Oh, on the corner? Yeah, it's not on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's further back, kind of going to be in front of the in front of the FCU, not in the corner. If that makes sense.
Can I ask? This is somewhat sidetrack.
Yes.
What is the status of our development agreement with AmSource for this, or is it with the credit union?
The American First? That's a good
American
question.
First.
The American First Credit Union was approved in October of 2014. Those approvals for a site plan and they got final approval for their elevations for their whole site. They have a year from that approval date to submit an application for a building permit. At that point, they can apply for an extension of 60 days based on showing that they're working on it, or there's some provisions in the code that allow them to extend that beyond a year up to, I believe it's up to 180 days. We notified them in August or September that their expiration date was coming up. American First Credit Union just said, okay, and we never saw anything from them. So as of this point, if they wanted to come through and build that American First Credit Union, they're going to have to go through the whole concept, prelim, final approval all over again. But if you do look at the county records, AFCU does own that piece of ground, so it's not no longer under contract. They actually own that land.
In hindsight, had we known they weren't going to build right away, I think at least I would have suggested we had put some other requirements on them for maybe doing more landscaping there on the corner or doing something to beautify that corner.
Well,
they may not build, who knows, to win, right? I mean, at this point, we don't know.
They'll have to come back, so we'll...
Right. Someday, it could be years from now.
I don't know that it'll be that long. I'm hoping to talk to them this year. I'd like to see them move forward.
Right, because I know when they were before us, we asked them, what is the schedule? You know, yeah. And I know they wanted to build those outbuildings first. They were trying to do that back in 2014.
Well, they switched back and forth. It depended on the time of the year that you spoke with them. So at what point it was AFCU was going to be the first building to be broken ground, and then they switched over to the retail buildings. So it was both. They were on both sides of the fence there.
I talked to the realtor for AFCU a couple months ago on the job.
DRH?
I don't know. The guy who came to our meeting.
D. Hansen, the short, bald guy, younger guy?
Yeah. And I think it was him. And I was doing a site, an AFCU up in Salt Lake, and he said, I asked him about it. He said, I don't think they're going to build anytime too terribly soon.
Say that again?
He didn't think they were going to build anytime too terribly soon.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. But, I mean, maybe I'm optimistic, hoping that we hear from them this year.
I'm just saying, as a point of reference, I think when we deal with these phase projects and we take the developer at their word, if you will, that they give us the impression they're going to do it pretty much right away. I'm just, in hindsight, I think maybe if we'd had put some requirements in there that they maybe had required them to do some additional landscaping on the land they owned or just something to beautify that corner, just become a hindsight lesson, I think.
Oh, you mean get approved for A and B? I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, though. So on that corner, though, all the public improvements were from the AmSource site. So you remember they had two plats. They had the Cedar Hills Retail Center plat, and then they had the AFCU plat. And now the Cedar Hills Retail Center actually surrounded the entire property. It was the sidewalk, the curb gutter, the asphalt. And it should be the monument sign, and it should be the landscaping, the park strips around that site. So there will be some landscaping to be done there. It just won't be on the AFCU site itself. So there is some.
They've done sidewalk, haven't they?
They have done
on
sidewalk,
4800
yeah.
West.
Yeah. So they're moving forward on it.
All right, I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. Is there any other discussion on the sign itself?
So I have one question, if I may, about the. So does Dollar Tree get a conditional use permit for their business also?
They will when they apply for their business license. So they'll probably come back for that as well. So when we get that business license application.
But that doesn't come before the body if it's a conditional use, right?
No, it does. This body approves the conditional use permits for the city. That's why this is a review action, not a review recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Just a question. How soon before they open do they have to apply for that business permit?
Say that again.
How soon before they plan to open do they have to apply for that business permit?
There's not a requirement on that. They just have to have the business license in effect before they do open their doors.
Okay.
So there's not a timing there. There's no timing issues there.
And one more set. Any word on the other building?
No. I know they're talking to people. Who they are talking to, I don't know.
If there's no other discussion on this sign, do I hear a motion of any kind?
Jeff, come on.
Actually, I do have one other comment. I think for reference sake and to lead to less confusion, so the packet today had the monument sign in there, and I know you said it was just for reference, but I presumed we were going to be dealing with that because it was in the packet. So I would suggest only putting things in the packet that we actually...
Yeah, they sent it to me as one big document, and I just dumped it in because, to be honest, I was scrambling a little bit to get this out by yesterday.
Right.
So
I think when we make a motion, we need, because that monument sign's in the packet and it's a public record now, we should probably point out in our motion that we're only approving
the wall mount,
the Dollar Tree sign on the building.
Well, the motion does say sign elevations for Dollar Tree.
But Dollar Tree is on the other sign too, so on example for the monument.
Well, elevation versus monument sign.
The wall sign versus the monument.
Yeah.
Jeff looks like he's going to make a comment. I'm just waiting for it.
Just
patient. Okay.
I'm good.
Chairman, I move that we approve the proposed elevation sign, wall sign elevations for Dollar Trees. That's it.
I second.
Did you get that second?
Yeah.
Any discussion? So we'll take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number six is discussion on the role of the Planning Commission. I assume, Chandler, you have some comments there. There was a letter in our packet from Mr. Church.
Not so much a letter as an article he wrote.
Article. I don't know if there'd be a chance to read that or not, but that's in, I presume we can talk about that or?
That and a couple other things.
All right.
First of all, our average age has decreased quite a bit from our last body. What we do with the city council is we upload all the packets to Dropbox digitally. We will print them off for you if you are old school and you want a paper copy of everything. We'll be happy to print off the packets for you. For me, I personally like having the paper packets, especially when there are site plans. I need to lay those out. But our city council, and they have that option as well, but we give them everything in Dropbox. Does everybody on this body use Dropbox? Does anybody not use Dropbox? We would really like to use Dropbox for this body as well by just giving you the packet to Dropbox.
Chandler, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm one of those older guys that has no idea about computers or anything, and Dropbox is super easy.
Yeah.
So any questions, go to these guys, but don't be afraid of Dropbox, because I had no idea when I got on the council what Dropbox even was. And the next thing, boom, there it is, and it's super simple. So,
I'm not going to ask the question who has to use it. I don't want to embarrass anybody for not being computer literate with Dropbox, but I guess what does the group think about that? We want to use that as the primary source?
I'm fine with that.
I like it.
That's fine.
Paper copies will be available.
Paper copies will be available upon request. Like if there's a site plan, a big packet, and you say, "Can I get this printed off for me?" Just come to the city. We'd be happy to print something off for you.
We need to give Colleen some time to notice before it's
printed.
Yeah,
well,
at the desk, right?
Typically, yeah. I mean, I'm old school. I always have a paper copy with me. But
I'm pretty old school, but I'm happy to bring in my computer access to Dropbox. I should ask the question, what is the Wi-Fi for the facility?
Good question. It is Cedar Hills 4, all one word, all lowercase, and the 4 is F-O-R-E, like golf.
4? Okay. Cedar Hills, sense. F-O-R-E.
Right. Cedar Hills Guest is the name of the...
It's Cedar Hills Guest, yeah. Well, there's Cedar Hills and there's Cedar Hills Guest.
Yeah.
No promises on connectivity. I mean,
it is slow.
Good luck.
So you have everybody's email addresses to look for an invite for a share.
Are the email addresses that we have for you, are those the ones that are associated with your Dropbox account?
No, I'll change
mine. No.
Send your Dropbox account email to Colleen.
Okay.
At cmulvey@cedarhills.org, and we'll have that up and running for the next council meeting or for the next commission meeting. That was one thing I needed to talk about. The other thing was our regularly scheduled March meeting. We've scheduled Meg Ryan, not the Meg Ryan, but another Meg Ryan, to come down from the Utah League of Cities and Towns. She's a local land use expert. She does land use trainings. We're going to invite this body to that. I would encourage you to be here. If you've never attended a land use training, they're very insightful. She's very smart. She knows what she's talking about. So we'll have that. It's going to be 6:30 on that night of the regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting. So I would encourage you all to put that on your calendars. We'll give you more information as that becomes available. We're also going to be inviting other planning commissions in the area so that it's worth her time as well. But there's a good chance that we'll have to schedule a special Planning Commission in March in lieu of that one. There's some things coming up. So with the article that was sent out by David Church. David Church is an attorney for the Utah League of Cities and Towns. He's also a local attorney at Blaisdell Church. very smart guy when it comes to municipal issues, especially land use issues. I wanted to go over a couple of these things. We have a very young planning commission, and I just wanted to, I hope you had the chance to read this. I just wanted to highlight a couple of portions of it. In the second paragraph, he says, every Utah municipality is required to pass an ordinance establishing a planning commission. The ordinance is required to define the number and terms of the members of the planning commission and alternate members, if any. That can be found in our city code in Title 9, Article B. I would hope that you would all take the time to go read that. It's not a lot of reading, but it is your powers and duties. It is what you do. So it gives you a sense of what you're here for. So I'd encourage you to read that as well. On page 2, second paragraph from the bottom, I'm going to start there. It says, it is not uncommon for members of a planning commission to get crosswise with the city or town council. This is understandable since the primary purpose of the planning commission is to make reasoned recommendations to the city, to the council about the general plan and land use ordinances. But the city or town council is under no obligation to take the recommendations of the planning commission. It is not a rare occurrence for members of a planning commission to become invested in the recommendations. These recommendations are the product of long public processes and hard decision making. It can appear disrespectful to the process and the efforts of the planning commission when the council ignores the recommendations of the planning commission and goes off on its own. There is no solution to this source of conflict. Decisions regarding the general plan and the adoption of land use ordinances are legislative acts that are intended to be made by elected policymakers and not by appointed commissioners. Council members should respect the recommendation of the planning commissions, but in the end, they need to vote for their own constituents according to their own consciences. There's been a number of times in my time working with the planning commission that the planning commission has recommended one thing and the city council has gone 180 degrees the other way. So look forward to that. It happens. It's also not uncommon for city and town councils to become frustrated with their own planning commission. This is generally not because of any recommendation made by the planning commission, but when the commission is acting as a land use authority and granting or denying permits and approvals. The principal source of this frustration is the planning commission's attempt to exercise discretion in granting and denying these permits. Utah law is very clear that a landowner is entitled to approval of a land use application if the application complies with the city or town's ordinance. It is specifically stated in Utah law that a land use authority cannot impose any requirement on an applicant for a land use permit that is not specifically expressed in either state law or local ordinances. In addition, the state law states that if a proposed subdivision with limited exceptions complies with the city or town's ordinances, it must be approved. What this means is that the Planning Commission, when acting as the land use authority, has very little discretion over whether or not to grant or deny the permit. If the landowner's application complies with the ordinances, the commission or any other appointed land use authority must approve it, and if it does not comply, then the Planning Commission must deny the application. This is regardless of whether or not the Planning Commission or the public thinks that the application is a good or bad idea. For those of you that have been on the Planning Commission for a number of years, we've had public hearings where we've had people come out in droves to speak out against a project. And while that can be insightful and an educational experience to listen to the public, really when it comes down to it, this body's duty is to look at the city code, look at the state statutes, and judge a project's merits on those alone, not necessarily on the public clamor that they hear. The city council can listen to that a little bit more, but this body's roles and duties are pretty tight when it comes to approval of land use applications. Then he goes through four, he calls them, what are they, rules for members of a planning commission. He says, first, planning commissioners must understand and appreciate that dual role that they play. When they are making a recommendation on a general plan or on a land use ordinance, they are part of the political legislative process. They have broad discretion in what the recommendation can be. They can listen to the public, even if it's just uneducated clamor. And he goes on to say that the other side of that is that you have a lot of discretion when you're talking about a general plan, but when it comes to a land use application, there's not that discretion, so there's a dual role there. He said, second, planning commissioners must understand that the planning commission is intended to shape policy, not make policy. It's not a representative body and has no constituency. And he says, third, planning commissioners should respect the public process and the due process rights of the landowners. All meetings of the planning commission must comply with the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act, so there'll be days when it gets loud out there and somebody will go back there and close that door. That door has to stay open all the time, so you'll see me go back there and prop it back open, no matter how loud it is out there.
Or over there.
And we will bring in our in-house attorney, David Shaw, from Curt McConkey to do a land use training, or not a land use training, an Open and Public Meetings Act training with this body as well. Because I think by law, I believe that's required to have. You get to do it on Saturday morning. Lastly, it's important to remember that being on the Planning Commission is about public service. One of the primary roles of a Planning Commission is to help the landowner accomplish with his land what the landowner desires in a matter consistent with the city's plans and ordinances. So I thank you for your time. I know that this is one of those thankless jobs in the city, but I know that you guys all care about what happens in the city, so I thank you for putting the time and effort to reading the code and understanding stuff that most of the public just doesn't care about. So. But it does affect everyone. So I thank you for your service. Just as a matter of note, there is compensation for planning commissioners. It's $50 per meeting. It is a budgeted amount. We will automatically give that to you unless you come and tell me that you don't want it. Some have opted out, but it is there. Don't feel bad about taking it. It is there for you because you do give your time. So.
$50 per month, right?
Not
per
meeting.
Per meeting. Is it per meeting?
Per meeting.
Special meetings included?
Special meetings included. But that doesn't mean that you can call special meetings every day. We got a budget. So, are there any questions on that article or any other item related to being a planning commissioner, being on the planning commission? We'd like to welcome our new members. So, Brian Miller, thank you. Stephen Thomas, you've been on it for a few months now, but you're appointed tonight, so I guess that makes you official, right? And Jared Anderson, I just met Jared tonight, so we thank you for your service. Thank you for being here.
I would just like to say I think that this is important to remember, especially when we're dealing with public meetings and the public's here commenting, because sometimes it does feel like in city council meetings that sometimes we get thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
But it's good to know. I wish more of the public understood this. You know what our role is.
Yeah, our role is not to, you know, we don't have a lot of discretion when it comes to a land use policy, especially when it's an interpretation of an existing ordinance. We try to walk that line pretty tightly. So.
Might add, Lori said, I've read agendas for other planning commission meetings, and from time to time, when critical, a portion of this kind of language has actually been a part of the agenda as almost a preamble to remind, especially when we anticipate a large group coming in, that they get a little bit of instruction as to what the Planning Commission can and can't do. It's not lengthy. It was literally maybe three sentences, but it was a reminder to the public that, you know, the folks you're going to be addressing tonight only have a narrow scope of discretion they can use in making a decision to.
So,
for what it's worth.
And as you guys will find out, the problem is that, you know, we can just interpret ordinances and code, but there's a lot of conflict and ambiguity that arises because, you know, it was put together over many years, and, you know, Walmart was a great example. I mean, that was a long, arduous process, and because it wasn't, things weren't spelled out exactly. Some people said, oh, it should be interpreted this way. Other people said it should be interpreted a different way.
Yeah.
There was a lot of public clamor.
And to be fair, the Walmart came in there's Land Use Development Management Act in state code. I'd encourage you all to go read that as well. I can't remember where it is off the top of my head. Google LUDMA, L-U-D-M-A, LUDMA state code, read that. That changed in 2006, and it changed how cities are able to interpret conditional uses on regarding land use issues. It went from being may to really shall. The cities lost a lot of discretion in interpretation during that legislative session, and it really went to the landowner's benefit because it really nailed down the requirements for development. But I mean, we have inconsistencies in our code. We saw that tonight with the sign. So it says 25% in one spot and 10% in another. We're trying to shore that up, but there's a lot of them. So, but I don't see anything really controversial coming in the next month or two. So, any other questions or comments for me?
I just want to welcome the new alternates as well, and I wanted to make a point that I know when I was an alternate, sometimes I felt like, well, I'm an alternate, you know, I don't know if I should really say anything. I would encourage, you know, encourage everybody here to engage and do their homework and discuss and ask questions. Whether you're an alternate or not, it doesn't matter. You're just as much as part of the group as anybody else. And so I just want to make sure you guys feel like you're, you know, part of the commission and engage yourself in the process. There'll be some months where you won't get a vote and some months where you will get a vote. I know one time last year we had to cancel a meeting. We didn't have a quorum. So even with all the alternates. So this is unusual that everybody's here. Usually there's always one or two people missing for one reason or another, family events or business trips or whatever it might be. So I would encourage you that if you're unable to make a meeting, if you could just dash me an email so I know whether we have a quorum or not, for example. No sense in meeting if we're not going to have a quorum, if everybody isn't going to be around. So that might be a helpful thing to do. So I have a motion to adjourn the meeting or any other comments before we go?
One thing might be useful to get cell phone numbers for everybody so we can.
I have a list here.
I have a few people, and I'll text them.
Colleen gave me. I'll send that out tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. Is this? But she wrote a note on it. It says Dropbox on the bottom. That's my note to talk about Dropbox. But if I could get Stephen, and I think we have yours, but write it down anyway. Mm-hmm. And Jared, you're at your cell phone or contact.
And we need your cell phone too. I actually was trying to call you earlier today. I couldn't reach you.
Cell phone?
Well, I don't have your cell phone. It's not in my phone anymore.
I swear we were connected.
So I called the office. You weren't here. So.
Listen, yeah, I'll send out my cell phone as well.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?